Hybrid, The Evolution Trilogy by Vanessa Wester. Prologue, Los Alamos, New Mexico, 1942. Emily never imagined it would be so easy to kill. In the past, the sight of blood made her queasy. Yet now, she sucked and licked the trace of blood off her hands. It was irresistible. It was hard to believe she had played a part in their death. It was out of her control, but she still wondered if she could have done anything to stop what they had done. The corpse's lifeless pair of open eyes stared up into the night sky, the colour on his skin gone. He was definitely dead. "What have we done?" her near-identical, now traumatized voice asked. She lifted her head and turned to face her twin sister, Anna. "I'm not sure." Was it wrong to admit she had enjoyed it? Anna's amber eyes were wide and glazed. She sat on the floor and looked straight ahead. "They're dead." "Well, that's obvious." Anna scowled and clasped her hands together. "There's no need for your sarcasm now. For once, can you just act like a grown-up?" Emily shook her head. "Calm down. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. You know it comes naturally. What's done is done. We can't take it back. I just wish I could find out what we are." "We are evil. We're the devil incarnate. I want to die." Anna burst into tears. Anna was always so melodramatic. The situation pissed Emily off. It really did. But she did not want to die. She wanted answers first. What they had done was impossible, like something from a comic book, even though it was real. It had happened. When you play God, something always gives. She shook her head as she contemplated what her father had unleashed. Her eyes narrowed, and she tilted her head to the side as the realization hit her. Her sister, Catherine, had lied to her. She had told her nothing was wrong. Emily's eyes widened as she realized they had all become killers. Her father's voice made her turn. "Now you know what you need to feel better." It was then Emily knew the answer to that question. A million thoughts raced through her head as she considered the options. This was not the life she envisaged. There was no way she could be an actress now. It was typical. Nothing ever went right for her. Her life never made sense. She would fight it. She would never accept it. She would find a way to lead a normal life. The only problem was the smell and taste of the blood. It lingered. It would be impossible to resist.